Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 26, 2021. Desires, Romans and Greeks. Question: were the Greek wars fought not between the Greeks and the Jews, but between the Hellenized Jews and the rest of the Jews? Answer: yes, the Greeks themselves did not fight. The Hellenized Jews are the Jewish elite who wanted to live well, freely, not according to the laws of Kabbalah, but according to the laws of the free world, as it were. That's why they fought. Basically, all the so-called wars with the Romans and Greeks were Jewish wars, within the people of Israel. Question: what desires are called the Greeks in us? Answer: the desire to live, to have fun, to look for something that lies beyond the boundaries of the search for higher powers. Question: what is the difference between the desires of Romans and Greeks? Answer: the Romans are basically the desires that create a system of relationships in our world between people, all kinds of parties and ranks. The Romans founded the classical system. And the Greeks were more focused on understanding nature, but primitive nature. Mathematics, physics, trigonometry, geometry, these are all Greeks. And the Romans are Roman law, the relationship between people, but within the framework of our world. Everything is very simple. When Judaism is added to this, there is a bit of confusion, but in general, there is nothing there. From Cab TV's conversation about the Greeks, May 5, 2021. Application of Kabbalah as a science of management. Question: is it possible in modern systems to apply the principles and methods of Kabbalah to improve the management of the efficiency of life? Answer: I think so. The fact is that Kabbalah is also a science of management, but it is built on a completely different principle than all the others. In principle, management science speaks about any systems. The only problem is that Kabbalah explains how you can manage systems that work on the opposite principle. When people are interested in complementing each other, coming together, uniting. We are talking about those people who use the property of bestowal, a positive connection between themselves, the desire to unite for some common goal, not pursuing their own selfish motives, but suppressing them. Therefore, it is possible to apply Kabbalah, and it is ready for use, but in practice this is not yet possible due to the egoistic nature of man. Now we use it only in our small groups, where people are taught the correct interaction with each other on the principle of bestowal, connection, and love. From Cab TV's video conference about the science of management. Historical role of the Greek Empire. Question: why did the powerful Greek Empire, which had existed for about six centuries, collapse? Answer: it fulfilled its mission. It helped transform Kabbalah into modern Judaism and all kinds of religions. It built a bridge between Kabbalah and Islam, and created Orthodox Christianity. Thus, the Greek Empire practically fulfilled its intermediate role in history. Byzantium was the crossroad between Judaism, Kabbalah, and modern religions. From Cab TV's conversation about the Greeks, May 5, 2021. Moses is a spiritual force leading to correction. Question: Moses, the quality of mercy, chesed, cannot enter the land of Israel because by and large he is not a warrior, right? Answer: he is a spiritual leader. He cannot exist in the land of Israel since all the parts of the people, that is, all the egoistic qualities, must break themselves, remake, combine, find the system of anti-egoistic interaction, and be able to connect with each other in the right combinations between them. They need to eliminate all egoistic inclinations and determine something that is absolutely opposite to them. They should expel those qualities, the so-called nations that existed in the land of Israel before, from themselves and leave only the quality of good, love, connection, and mutual support. This work can be performed only in the land of Israel. Moses, however, cannot work in this way. He only explains it to them. Moses is a great spiritual teacher, a spiritual force that accompanies the people and leads them on to final correction, but does not interfere with their actions. Starting from entering the land of Israel, they act completely independently, disconnected from all the governing spiritual forces. This is the stage when a person ceases to be a child, passes through youth, grows up, and, as a mature person, begins to live by himself. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, May 19, 2021.